In Thailand, the arrest of one of Southeast Asia's most wanted terrorists has spiced up debate over two recent decrees aimed at strengthening the war on terror. Some Thai opinion leaders say the decrees undermine the country's fledgling democracy. Thai security officials on Tuesday swooped into the town of Ayutthaya and nabbed the Al-Qaeda network's leader in Southeast Asia, Ridwan Isamuddin, known as Hambali. Mr. Hambali also is believed to be the operations chief of the regional terrorist group Jamaa Islamiyah. His arrest came one day after the Thai government issued two controversial decrees granting itself greater powers to detain suspected terrorists and freeze their assets. The government says it issued the decrees because there is a threat of terrorist attacks during the October summit of the leaders of the Pacific Rim nations, and there was not enough time for the usual parliamentary debate. Under Thai law, decrees may be adopted or rejected by Parliament, but may not be debated. Opposition leaders have cried foul, noting that Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat's ruling coalition will ensure that the decrees are approved. 14 law professors at Bangkok's prestigious Thammasat University signed an open letter criticizing the decrees. One of the professors, the dean of the university's criminal law faculty, Tawikiat Menakanit, says such draconian measures should not be enacted in haste.
We should consider it very seriously and take time. And they have a gap, a lot of gap, that can punish innocent people.
Professor Tawikiat says the decrees use language that is not found in criminal law, so they will be difficult to interpret in the courts. And he says they target the perpetrator of an attack, but not those who plan or assist in the act. Finally, he says, the decrees were not necessary because existing laws are strong enough to deal with terrorists. Civic groups and political dissidents fear the government may use the decrees to quash demonstrations and muzzle its critics. Professor Tawikiat notes that the opposition has asked Thailand's constitutional court to review the decrees.
I hope that the constitutional court will revise it. We agree we must have the Anti-Terrorist Act, but not this way.
Prime Minister Thaksin dismisses the charges. He says the decrees are not aimed at boosting his government. Rather, he says they're aimed at increasing international cooperation in the war on terrorism. Mr. Thaksin tells reporters that if the government allows Thailand to become a safe haven for terrorists, it will be harmful for the nation. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Bangkok.